This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, it's going to be an incredible night tonight on a Thursday. Why? Because Jesse was right about something. Stop, Chris. We'll talk about that in like 10 minutes from now. That's great. What's not great is World War III that apparently the Biden administration is going to start. We'll talk about that. Ooh, looks like Biden scolded Netanyahu. That'll be interesting. We have that. Emails. We're running out of eggs. Ukraine doesn't want our F-16s. And the gas station line's going to be somehow even longer than it was before. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But before we begin any of that, I want to begin here. Joe Biden's a pedophile. I believe that Joe Biden is a pedophile. Now, stay with me. Stay with me. I know that's quite an accusation, right? What could possibly be worse? What could possibly be worse than being that? Well, before you get outraged and scream at me, email me, yell, fire him. Just walk with me for a minute, okay? First, let's do a little analogy here. I want you to picture something. I want you to picture the person who hates you the most. They are taking out an article. They're buying a full-page ad, essentially, in the local newspaper. And it's about you. And what are they going to say in this article? Well, here's what they're going to say. They're going to say that you are a black tar heroin dealer. You cheat on your taxes. And you kick puppies whenever you see them. You just run up to puppies and kick them as hard as you can. Now, would that be an article that would create extreme emotions, extreme anger in you? Probably not. You probably wouldn't even do anything but laugh or roll your eyes. Why? If they were writing an article like that about me, I would laugh. I'd probably joke with you on the show about it. Why? Because none of those things are true. I don't deal black tar heroin. I would never cheat on my taxes just because I know these dirty commie scumbags want to throw me in prison anyway. And I actually love puppies, so I would never kick one. So if someone wrote that article about me and published it in the paper, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't threaten them. I wouldn't bribe them. I wouldn't care. I brag about it. It wouldn't bother me. But what are your deepest, darkest secrets? What are the things in your life you're ashamed of? We all have them. Don't be too ashamed. We all have them. Everyone has a list of things they've done they'd rather not see publicized in the local newspaper. Now, what if the person who hates you the most somehow found out those things and they were taking out that full page ad and everything they were saying in there is true? Would that create some sort of a response in you? Emotional? Anger? Sad? Maybe you'd threaten to sue them, sue the paper, bribe, do whatever you can. Please don't print that. I didn't mean it. Well, you only respond to things like that when they're true, not when they're lies. Let's walk through the timeline here. And before we get to the Biden daughter timeline, let's do remember one thing, and it really can't be argued. There's picture and video evidence, and not just one time, of Joe Biden being way too affectionate with children who are not his own. This is not a one-time thing. We, myself included, I'm pointing fingers here, we've kind of laughed this off as, ah, ha, ha, the sniffer in chief. What's he going to nuzzle her? But the truth is, it's not funny. It's really gross. And there are video montages of it. There are pictures up all over the place. When Joe Biden gets around young girls, he feels the need to touch them, nuzzle them, rub them. And let me ask you something totally uncomfortable, as long as we're opening up the show in a really, really ugly place. Have you ever spoken to anyone in law enforcement or child advocacy, someone who deals with them? Have you ever spoken to any one of those people about how pedophiles conduct themselves? It's exactly like that. I've been around a bunch of old people in my life because I prefer their company over young people, old people who love kids. That's not how old people act around young kids, even if they love kids. That's how pedophiles act. Rubbing them, touching them. There's a sickness, a mental sickness, where the pedophile freaks genuinely think they love them. It's really, really, really disgusting. Go talk to a cop who works in that, if you know any. I do. It's unreal how depraved the mind is. But that's how they act around kids. They can't help themselves. They see them. They have to grab them, nuzzle them, kiss them. It's awful. Okay, so we have picture and video evidence of that. Now, let's walk through the timeline of the diary. Ashley Biden, she rented a home, rented a place. She left after her rent was done, after she was done with the place. She left some of her things behind. The homeowner eventually went through her things. I don't know whether by that point she legally had possession of them or not. That's not going to matter for the point of our story. She went through Ashley Biden's things. Now, in this diary, there are things that I am not going to detail. You're welcome to go look them up. But Ashley Biden explains in this diary the fear she has when she takes a shower. Fear that Joe will join her again. Not a one-off. Again. Now, Project Veritas, they got a hold of this diary. They were attempting to verify the diary. Now, at this point in the timeline, they could not do it. So at this point, they were not going to publicize it. Yet, in the middle of the night, the Federal Bureau of Investigation kicked in the door of journalists and placed them in handcuffs for possession of a diary that someone left behind in a rental home? What in the world would prompt a DOJ, FBI response, such a forceful response? Do you have any idea how many crimes cross the desk of the Department of Justice in this country every single day? Major crimes they have to pass on because they don't have the manpower, the time, the resources to tackle them. Many, 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 many crimes. Yet a, quote, stolen diary of Joe Biden's daughter prompted a SWAT team. Well, that told you all you needed to know back then, didn't it? The raid itself, we didn't have to know anything else. The raid itself told you what's in that diary is true. You don't send the FBI to arrest a journalist if everything in the diary is a lie. You send the FBI to arrest a journalist if everything in the diary is true. We then, later on, just walking you down the timeline, and we have the audio of this, it's available for everyone. Ashley Biden confirmed it. We have the audio. She confirmed the diary is real. It's authentic. So it is Joe Biden's daughter. It's Joe Biden's daughter writing down that he showered with her and she feared it. And believe me, that's not all that's in that diary. And now today, headline, DOJ demands prison time for Ashley Biden diary thief. Her name's Amy Harris. What are they getting her under? Conspiring to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. Just a heads up, that's for major thieves, criminals. That's for the diamond heist crew that yanks $10 million in diamonds and takes it from New York to California. That's not for a landowner, a landlord who gets a box of goodies and comes across the diary. The Department of Justice / FBI, they don't dig into cases like that. They laugh them off. And to be frank, local DAs, local jurisdictions don't even dig into cases so small. That's just the way it goes. Yet this one prompted a response from up on high, almost as if the King of Darkness himself was involved in it. Look, for all the other problems, and there are many with Joe Biden, I know it's gross. I'm going to move on. I don't want to talk about it any more than you do. All the other issues. It's time to own up to the fact that the president of the United States of America very likely is a kitty toucher. Think about that. Are you not grossed out by the people who lead this country? I am. You don't send the DOJ after a diary because it's full of lies. You send the DOJ after a diary because it's full of truths. That's a fact. Let's move on. Let's focus on something else. Brighter things. Jesse was right about something things, and actually something that's very good for the country that I happen to be right about. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Pain is not something that can be avoided, especially as you get older. But that's part of life, right? Young, old, it doesn't matter. Pain comes. The problem as you get older is you get this nagging pain. It's not a, ow, I stubbed my toe because I wasn't watching where I was going. It's, ow, my toe aches again, like it does every time it drops below 70 degrees. I wish I had some relief. Well, relief is here. Natural relief. Drug-free relief. Relief Factor. What is it? Well, it's created by doctors to help support your body's natural response to inflammation. So you can be pain-free without destroying your kidneys. 3-week quick start kits, $19.95 is all. Go get one. 1-800, the number 4 relief, or go to relieffactor.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You'll love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I want to remind you right now that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours on Friday dedicated to you. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political. It certainly can be. But as you've heard, we dedicate it all to you. Now, we dedicate this next segment to me. Do you remember when I was talking about Jamal Bowman, that nutball New York congressman, the guy who posted pictures of a cop killer in his school, the guy who yanked the fire alarm in Congress when there was a vote going on he didn't like? And do you remember, it wasn't even that long ago, you remember when I said this? I have a feeling the communists, the elite communist scum, they have another one who's not cookable. And I have my doubts that he'll be there for too many years. His name's Jamal Bowman. There's a story out today from the New York Post. He once put up a picture of a convicted cop killer at his middle school. He was a principal. Put the guy on the wall of honor. And he was just asked about it recently. Says, no, I don't have any regrets at all. Wasn't very long ago, he went, a grown man, he left Congress, he was heading to votes, and he had an objection about the vote that was happening. He pulled the fire alarm in the Capitol building so they couldn't do the votes. You want to talk about an uncooked barbarian. He is as fresh off the Asian steppe as you can possibly get. He is raw. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, remember he had to pull Jamal Bowman? It's a story that went out there. Pulled Jamal Bowman, and I believe for several hours into his office, trying to cook him after the firearm incident. After the fire alarm incident. Hey, Jamal, listen to me. We are not on the streets of New York anymore, bud. You can't conduct yourself like an animal anymore. I'm not so sure Jamal Bowman's going to be cooked. Headline: Anti-Israel squad rep Jamal Bowman trails rival George Latimer by 17 points in the New York Democrat primary. 52-35. They went and found a Westchester County executive, dumped a bunch of money behind him, and they moved him on out the door. Always, always remember this. There are two different kinds of communists. And yes, they work together and they need each other. But there is always tension between the two groups. There are elite communist scum and there are street communist scum. You want to be a street communist scumbag? You have to be a true believer. You have to be willing to commit acts of violence and vandalism, stand and scream on the street corner, glue your naked butt to a Van Gogh painting, and do all the other things the street animals do. If you finally make the transition to being elite, and they all want to make that transition because the elites don't have to glue their butts to Van Gogh paintings. The elites eat better steaks, have better homes, life is better. If you make the transition like Jamal Bowman did, if you get off the streets and you become one of the elites, that's fine. It's good. They'll let you. But remember, the elites aren't true believers. And some of the ways you used to conduct yourself, those ways are going to have to be set aside if you want to stay in the elite circles. Because if you keep acting like an animal, then what you're doing is you're risking everybody's power. And the elites aren't going to risk that. So no, Jamal. No, Jamal. I'm sorry. You can't eat the steak and spaghetti with your hands. Jamal, please. No, hold on. Nope. Jamal, if you could use your fork, I want you to use your fork. And if you wouldn't mind, that piece of cloth beside you, that's your napkin. All right, you want to put your napkin down. Jamal, please don't stab any of the other guests. Jamal, no, hold on, no. Jamal, why are you trying to eat the waiter? Jamal, no, you know what, guys? He's not going to work. Let's get him out of here. There's a reason Ilhan Omar is currently losing in a Democrat primary. That one's close. I don't know if she's going to lose or not. There's a reason Jamal Bowman's losing in a Democrat primary. You watch, Chris, I know I've already told you this, but write this one down. Rashida Tlaib, probably not this cycle, but within the next election cycle or two, Rashida Tlaib out of Michigan, she's also going to be run out of the party in a primary. Why are all three of those getting run out of the primary? They can't help themselves. They're street communists to the core. They really are true believers. So you got Rashida Tlaib out there. She's putting videos out online. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I don't like the filthy Jews or whatever other stuff she normally says. Can't control herself. True believer. She's going to get bounced. Ilhan Omar, same thing. I'm here for the people of Somalia and screw the Jews. She's creating a problem for us. She's going to have to go. Jamal Bowman, same thing. He did what? He pulled the fire alarm? Okay. All right. Jamal Bowman's going to have to go. Barbarians that just never learned their table manners. But it's odd. Hey, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. There's no big challenger to AOC, now is there? Huh. Now, why is that? She's a member of the squad. But you notice she's been such a good little girl. Saying she's going to vote for Biden. Doing the party line stuff. AOC, she wants to sit at the table. So she's using her fork. And she's not trying to stab any of the other guests. That's why she stays. Jamal must go. All right, hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm not sure you could have picked a weirder song than that one, Chris, to bring us back. But anyway, here we are in the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, it's the mechanisms
attached to the inhaler.
I just want to remind everybody that Joe Biden doesn't have a stutter. He never had a stutter. We have Joe Biden on video forever. Joe Biden has a melting brain. But before we get on to the Israel stuff and the well, why you're probably going to have to move anyway stuff and other things, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, when I do the Jimmy Kimmel thing, you know what? I'm going to do that about 30 minutes from now. 20 or 30 minutes from now, we're going to have a long talk about illegal immigration in America because Jimmy Kimmel went to Japan and it made him realize how dirty America is. Oh, wow, are we going to offend everyone with that one? Before we get to that, let's do some other things here first. Okay, there are a couple things going on foreign policy-wise that we have to watch. Not that we can do anything about it, but we most definitely have to watch. First one being this, the Israel-Hamas situation. Let me break this down in the most oversimplified way I possibly can. A lot of this you'll know, especially if you're knowledgeable about the area, but understand. Israel, Palestine, right there to the south, okay? They get attacked on October 7th. They decide, as a nation, they very clearly have decided Hamas must be eradicated completely. Nothing like this can ever happen again. You know, Israel doesn't play games when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, look, they didn't take out a couple terrorist leaders. They're busy conquering Palestine militarily. They are marching through the place and conquering it. All right, there's that. Well, that's against Hamas. We tend to oversimplify things. I know I do, especially when it comes to that region, especially when it comes to various Islamic terrorist groups versus Islamic-run states versus this and that. But we need to understand there are many different players at work here. Hamas, if I had to, what's the best way I could explain this? Hamas, the rabid dogs of the terrorist world. That's the best way I can explain it. What does that mean? Well, there are terrorist groups, ISIS being one of them, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, to be honest with you. They're extremely sophisticated. Remember when BK, our Air Force PJ, our Super Ninja Spec Ops friend, when he came on and he was talking about how sophisticated some of these groups have gotten? We're talking secure comms, optics, NVG, night vision goggles, I'm sorry, night vision goggles. They have air power. We think of a lot of terrorist groups as a bunch of goat herders out there in the desert with an AK-47 with 10 rounds in it and sandals on their feet. No. This is not the 1990s anymore. Many of these groups are advanced, and they've been supported militarily and trained by actual nation-state militaries and things like that. Okay, so that's the Hezbollah types, the ISIS, the Al-Qaeda. These guys can play. They can war. Hamas, no. Hamas is just violent. That's all. Just rabid dog violence. Funded by Iran because they're willing to attack Israel all the time, but they don't have that level of sophisticated training. They have tons of money courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer and Iran and things like that, but they don't have that level of sophistication. Now, Israel's going through Palestine taking out Hamas. That in and of itself can create a massive problem internationally for a variety of different reasons, which we don't need to go into. That's not important for our purposes now, but that alone can create a problem. But there is a bigger problem than that, and it's looming right there to the north. Remember, Palestine is to the south. To the north is Lebanon. That's where Hezbollah takes out. That's where Hezbollah hangs out. Hezbollah, they are not goat herders in the desert. They are not Hamas. They are not unsophisticated barbarians. Now, they may be barbarians, but they're sophisticated types. They have excellent training, excellent weapons, comms. They are supported completely by the Iranian government to the point there's not even much secrecy going on there anymore. That used to be the kind of thing everyone wanted to keep quiet. Hey, I heard Iran is secretly training Hezbollah. Now this is just something everyone knows. Everyone knows this is the case. Hey, Chris, look up something for me here. Father of Smoke. I believe the documentary or docuseries, I think it might even be on Netflix or something like that, on Hezbollah, really their main founder. I believe it's called Father of Smoke or something like that. Look it up. Anyway, Chris is going to get us that information. I actually have an entertaining thing that you can watch to help you understand kind of Hezbollah, Iran, and that relationship. And it's entertaining. I don't remember how okay for kids it is, just a caution there. Chris will get us the information on it, but it's out there right now for Netflix. Anyway, Hezbollah has been mobilizing to invade, firing rockets. Okay, but this is a long way of saying this situation in Israel, it's not a situation where Israel is just mopping up in the final stages here and it's about done. Israel has indicated they intend to go into Rafah. You don't know what Rafah is. I've never been myself personally, but I do know that's essentially an invasion of 2 million people, 1.5 million people. That's going to be messy. There's no such thing as a clean way to do that. So that brings us to what's happening today. It's all over the news. Headline, Biden tells Netanyahu the U.S. policy hinges on Israel's immediate action. John Kirby, pressed about this today, said this.
I'm not going to preview any potential policy decisions coming forward. What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. You know, if we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side. But I won't preview what that could look like. Now, they talked about
Quick pause. Sorry, Chris looked it up. The series is called Ghosts of Beirut. Ghosts of Beirut. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Is that just the body count, or is there a specific?
In terms of concrete steps, what we are looking to see and hope to see here in coming hours and days is a dramatic increase in the humanitarian assistance getting in, additional crossings opened up, and a reduction in the violence against civilians and certainly aid workers. We want to see that that even as the Israelis work through their investigation, that they are willing and able to take practical, immediate steps to protect aid workers on the ground and to demonstrate that they have that civilian harm mitigation in place.
Okay, so what are we dealing with here? Is the Biden administration, or John Kirby and them, are they sitting around at night weeping in their handkerchiefs because of some dead aid workers or because of some dead Palestinian civilians? No, of course they're not. Remember, communists do not have foreign policy. Communists do not have foreign policy. They have domestic policy. That's a play off of the old saying. I don't know who said it, but it's true. Democrats don't have foreign enemies. They have domestic enemies. And they have foreign enemies who remind them of their domestic enemies. Communists don't have foreign policy because all they care about is the destruction of their country and power. They don't really stress what goes on foreign-wise. They stress what's happening on the home front. So why all this talk today about Israel and Netanyahu, and apparently the government has been working to oust him, and like stuff you don't do out in the open to your ally? Why? We'll talk about that in a little more depth in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about you and saving money. We all want to save money right now. Everybody. Everyone's trying to make ends meet, trying not to max out the credit cards, trying not to empty out the savings account. Everybody, you know, there's a way you can save money that's being handed to you on a silver platter right now. You're probably not taking advantage of. Who's your cell phone with? You know, when you switch to Pure Talk, it's not just that you get the benefit of supporting a patriotic cell phone company. Your bill, man, my bill. We had T-Mobile, and we didn't even have four crazy lines with unlimited this or that, but we had four lines in our house. We switched all four to Pure Talk. Our bill as a family in half, 50% clean, gone. Average family saves a year. Switch to Pure Talk and save some money. Pick up your phone. Dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have so much more to get to. Apparently, Anthony Blinken's going to get us into World War III. We're like 10 minutes away from me offending everybody because Jimmy Kimmel said Japan is clean and America isn't. And man, are we going to have a little chit-chat about that one that'll be wildly popular. But I want to continue on this thing. The Biden administration today, all hands on deck. Netanyahu has to go, Israel's evil, blah, 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 all these other things. This is all about domestic problems. All about domestic problems. You know, I was ranting and raving earlier in the show. I was really just spiking the football because I was right about Jamal Bowman, that total nut job from New York getting bounced. He's currently losing in a primary. He's losing badly. If you're to believe the numbers, he's going to get absolutely crushed in the primary. But there are numbers within the numbers that reveal why Democrats continue to talk out of both sides of their mouths when it comes to Israel Hamas. They polled the people in the Democrat primary, about how they think about the Israel Hamas thing. 59% approve of Biden's handling of the crisis. That's not a very big number when you're trying to hold the coalition together. When it's an issue your party generally agrees on, you're always going to have approval in the 80, 85% range. If a Democrat came out tomorrow and said, hey, I want to murder every baby, even the ones that live to the age of five. Well, Democrats love to murder babies. It's their favorite thing in the world. So if you were to pull Democrat primary voters, you would get 80, 85% approval on that. After all, what kind of a demon could carve up an unborn child as it tries to escape the forceps to protect itself? Only Democrats could do that. But they would approve of a policy like that. Vice versa, if a Republican came out tomorrow and said, hey, I want to cut taxes by 1%. What would the approval be like among Republican voters? 80, 85%. But you see, there's no Israel Hamas side the Biden administration can take to get this to calm down. They have two different coalitions at each other's throats domestically. So they want it to stop. They want it to go away. Which brings me back to the warning I've been talking about. This thing isn't about to go away. We are most likely going to deal with an Israel-Hezbollah war after the Hamas portion is over, maybe. And that's if Hezbollah doesn't decide the time is right to go ahead and spit roast into Israel while they're down there in Palestine. They may very well come right in the back door, and then Israel is in a bad spot as they try to fight a two-front war. Again, the northern enemy is the sophisticated enemy. Why hasn't Hezbollah come in yet? Because the United States of America parked a carrier group off everyone's coast and said, unless you'd like to have a cruise missile with your Captain Crunch for breakfast, you're going to stay exactly where you are. Well, what happens if the Democrat Party gets so worried about losing their election? What happens if they pull out completely? Well, then it's Katie bar the door. You could foresee a future where Israel has to use a nuclear weapon. And they would. Remember that. If you're in a fight for the survival of your country, you're not fighting for a little territory here or a critical port there. If you're fighting for the very existence of your people, oh, there's no weapon you leave locked up if you believe those are the stakes of the game. What's happening right now is a potentially disastrous situation. And I say that to say this. We have children in charge of the foreign policy of this country. Many of them are just America-hating academics. Many of them are people who have never lived in the real world. The Secretary of State came out today. This isn't as it relates to Israel. It's something else. It's Ukraine. But the Secretary of State came out today and said this.
Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership.
That's nuclear war. Russia has made it critically clear for years, this is not recently, for years, that the country that shares a border with them, Ukraine, is not allowed to become a member of NATO. Remember, NATO, the entire purpose of NATO is anti-Russia. It's not the UN. NATO and Russia are different things. NATO exists to oppose the Russians. No nation, not even ones you hate, would or should allow a hostile nation state that shares a border with it to openly admit their hostility. Russia would never stand for that in a million years. Neither would we. If tomorrow we woke up and Mexico, I had made an announcement, we're Mexico, and we've decided we're joining with China and Venezuela and Russia in an anti-American coalition, you would see action, and you would see it immediately. You cannot share a massive border with a country who's declared they intend to harm you. Russia is going to escalate things beyond what we care to admit if this continues. But again, these are the children who run our foreign policy. What's happening right now, I know it's not in our state, it's not in our city, it's not in these things, but what's happening right now, it has implications for all of us. Frightening implications for all of us. I don't know what else to say, but this is what happens when you're led by the most depraved, stupid, corrupt people in your country. When you hand your country over to these people, this is how it goes. And we are not nearly the first nation to watch this happen to our country as we start to come apart. And it's freaking maddening. All right. Jimmy Kimmel said, America's filthy compared to Japan. I'm going to offend everybody. And we'll have a talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about you and your health. Me and my health. Look, if I had my way, I would not work out. That's hard, right? You sweat. And I wouldn't ever eat a vegetable or anything like that. It would just be double cheeseburgers every meal. In fact, when I was younger, there were days where I had a cheeseburger all three meals of the day. I can't do that anymore. I have to take care of myself. A male vitality stack is a basic step all of us can take to begin improving our health, to begin getting the things in our body that our bodies need. Your body needs testosterone, gentlemen. It has to have it. It's not just about making babies with your wife. Your mind needs it. Your energy has to have it. Ladies, you have levels that need to be right too. Start taking natural herbal supplements and get yourself right. Chalk.com, huge discounts on subscriptions with the promo code Jesse. So go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I'll offend everyone. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.